This is The Teacher's Life. Episode 12? Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the very first song that I put on The Teacher's Life. Episode 1 now. Episode 12, I think. Anyways, welcome again. We haven't had an episode like this for quite some time. And I'm thrilled because we have a double dose of Kimmy, ladies and gentlemen. He called through the hotline number. If you don't know the hotline number, you got to check it out. It's theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. There's a little number there. Check it out. I won't pick up. It'll just be a message. You can just leave it. You can say whatever you want. I'll throw it on the show. Have it to, you know, has to do something with teaching. But if any reflections, thoughts, questions, challenges, anything. Takes 2 minutes. Could be anything. But before we do that, if you like the music that you hear on this is all me attempting to be a musician, you can check out soundclick.com/theteacherslife. Or you can go to the blog that I just said, and there's a little player there. And I got, you know, about 10 of my songs that I've done. So if you have nothing better to do, and you want to listen to some pretty bad music, go ahead and check it out. I couldn't believe it. I haven't checked this page for a while. I signed in, and I actually have a fan. And the fan's picture is Paris Hilton. I'm not quite sure if it's Paris, but if it is Paris, if you're listening to this, glad to have you on as a fan. It really is special. So we're going to start things off with Kimmy. He teaches in Salina, Kansas. Regular caller inner to The Teacher's Life. And this particular call is something that is very near and dear to my heart. Check it out.
Hello, Teacher's Life Nations. This is Mr. Kimmy in Salina, Kansas, driving down I-70. Ready to share a story of the week / challenge of the week. My students are getting ready to embark on a project that involves some singing and some writing of lyrics, and therefore I have decided to take all these reading skills that we have been practicing, you know, in preparation for the state test, and applying those to lyrics, song lyrics. And so I, of course, asked the artist's permission to use the lyrics for a lesson and to listen to the song, and he graciously gave it to me. The artist, by the way, is Super Double X Man, Super XX Man, and he has a pretty great song called House / Home, and it's about homelessness, kind of about homelessness, but it's very comparing what a house is to what a home is. And so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, or if you read any stories about homelessness, you should check it out. Anyways, the students, I had the students analyze the lyrics first, and then I played the song for them so that they could help identify. I said that the music should help you identify, like, author's purpose and audience. And so I played the song for them, and it started off very quiet. Not the song, the kids. The kids started off very quiet. And then I could hear it. I could hear this one kid. He was singing along. And before too long, the kid next to him was singing with him. And then the rest of the people at the table were singing. Then the people next to that table were singing. And by the end of the song, the entire class was singing. And I was just, like, mystified at how easily it occurred. And I didn't even ask them to. 2 years ago, I had students practice fluency once a week by singing a song, and I always tried to find a song that would help teach them something else. But anyways, I had them singing a song, and it was a wee bit like pulling teeth to get them to sing because they're, you know, very conscientious about their singing ability. But not this time around. They just gradually grew into it. Once they knew that other kids were singing, they totally didn't care about whether or not they were good singers or bad singers. They wanted to be part of that group. And so it was a very viral thing that just kind of took off. And, in fact, after we finished it, and the kids who just started singing at the end, they actually asked me if we could start the song over because they wanted to be able to sing all of it. And so that's the story. That, I was super excited because I really enjoy that song, enjoy the artist. And he even asked if I would videotape part of what I did, and he could feature it on his website. And so I did videotape a little bit, so it may be featured on his website. I don't know. But he's famous, I guess, or kind of semi-famous in some place, so he might forget. But the challenge is sing. Get your kids to sing. Take all those awesome reading skills you've been practicing all year to prepare for the multiple choice state test and apply it to different things. Apply it to song lyrics, music. Apply it to poetry. Apply it to short videos. Just take it and apply it someplace else. So there's like a challenge, but then I really want you to make your kids sing because singing's fun, even if you're not a good singer. And I think I'm living proof of that. Good luck. Challenge. You can do it. Do it. Good luck.
Do it. So, if you listen to The Teacher's Life, you'll notice that right before the holidays, I posted a thing where I had a whole album with my kids. And the second year, I didn't do anything with music. It just got, you know, busy with other things that I was trying. This year, I said, you know what, with my second graders, we are going to sing songs every day. And I don't care if anybody doesn't like it, we're going to sing. So I've tried to figure out how I was going to do it. And some of you in primary grades, especially, there's something called morning meeting. That was great. I tried that my first year. Didn't want to do that. Second year, I just read in the morning. This year, it's sing time. You know, they put their bags down, they come right down, and I have the lyrics either written out really big for them to see, or lately, as they've, you know, gotten older and gotten better at reading, I give them individual sheets. And plus, I'm doing songs that are a little longer, and it is incredible. I wouldn't say every kid sings voluntarily, but almost most of them love it. They look forward to it every day, and even at the end of the day, I try to do it too. And for you teachers of younger grades, it's just a perfect shared reading activity. Talk about following along with a purpose and just you know, a shared reading activity that cannot be matched by anything, I don't think. And we have explored all types of different music. We even did a thing Over the Rainbow, right? And I went on YouTube. iTunes. I spent a little money, but I wanted it anyways. I got like 10 different versions of the song. And we talked about, you know, the different styles of music, the different artists, and they voted for their favorite song. And believe it or not, the winner was the original Judy Garland one. And Kimmy also said something about video, too. I go onto YouTube, and YouTube is blocked at my school, but there's a real easy thing that you can take video off of YouTube and put it on your computer, and I put that on my iPod, which I take my iPod, and I got to put it under the document camera because everything is blocked. But we watched a video of a lot of these songs. We're doing a Toy Story right now, You've Got a Friend in Me, and I got video of him singing that live in concert, and they just love it. So I completely agree with Kimmy's challenge. You got to try it out. It's incredible, and it's perfect for reading and writing as well. So gotta check that out. So in other news, the YouTube update. If you missed the last episode, I entitled it YouTube, and it's because I had this vision of posting a video with me asking people to send some videos. One was math, one was reading, another one was directed towards The Teacher's Life. But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the reading and writing one. And we had I can't even talk. It's been a long day. I got a headache right in the back of my skull today. And we're studying about the brain. And the whole video, we were watching Slim Goodbody. If you guys know that guy's a superstar. And we're learning about the brain. And I always get these headaches. Like, I don't know if it's lack of natural light in the room or if it is the kids talking all the time and me trying to get order in my classroom. But I get this headache right in the back of my head. I'm not a big headache person either. And so we were watching Slim Goodbody, and I was thinking something's wrong with my medulla oblongata or one of the other parts of the brain that I'm supposed to know. But where was I? Jeez. YouTube. So I send out this video, and those of you that know who I'm talking to, you guys have sent me videos, and my kids are eating it up. I'm telling you, they love it. Mostly math videos I've gotten. I've just started getting videos for reading too, and that's a huge impact in my class. But the math videos especially, and nobody's posting it on YouTube, and that's just fine. My original idea was to have this YouTube channel eventually, where any teacher could go, where it'd be a collection of all these different problems, and a reading channel where teachers could take their kids and see what everybody's reading and stuff. But nobody's really wanting to post to YouTube, and that's fine. They're sending it to me, and the kids, I put it on my iPod, I put it on a document camera like I do with the music videos, and the kids are just loving it, and it is creating a huge real-world purpose in my room, and it has changed everything. So if you're still on the fence about whether or not you want to try, my kids got a couple things to say to you. Here you go.
When you have a problem, we can go over there and say, okay, we'll try and figure this out in the classroom, or we'll just say, this is too hard, we can't really understand it. And if how we figure it out, we use cubes, we try and figure it out as much ways as we can, and we go over to the floor and solve it, and everybody gets different answers. And if someone has the same answer and gets a different answer, they go and meet, and then everybody's just having so much fun.
Hi, I like math because it helps me get smarter, and we do a lot of math, and it's fun. And we need more math problems.
It's fun. Very, very, very fun. Did that get it?
And we need more math problems.
I like math because you can figure out problems really good. People have been hearing about a classroom. This is why we're sending the thing that we're talking about. We need more math problems. Because our teacher is giving us math problems of itself, and we want math problems of everybody.
I like math because it's so fun, and we get to plus, subtract, and add. I like it because of multiplication, and I do lots of multiplication stuff, like in the high numbers, and please send us letters, and we can probably figure them out in a day.
I really like math because I've been doing it ever since I was in kindergarten, and I learned a really good trick from my teacher, Mr. G, and he taught me my doubles really good, like 1 plus 1 equals 2, so 10 plus 10 equals 20, and we need more math.
Send us more math on because we love math, and it's really cool for us, for this class, to do math problems because it'll help us get smarter with math in other grades. It could help us with lots of math.
What? Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure!
There's no denying the cuteness, and there's no denying the drive to solve your math problems. If you want to check it out, you can go to YouTube and click in The Teacher's Life in the search, all one word, The Teacher's Life, or you can go to the blog page. There's a little embedded player there, or I believe the exact YouTube address is youtube.com/users/The Teacher's Life. There's a little intro video I got there. If you want to post to YouTube, that'd be great. I could start a little library that other teachers could use too. But if you want to just send it to me through email, I would welcome that too. theteacherslife@gmail.com is where you could send it. And please let me know if I can post that on YouTube. If you send something to that email address and you don't want it on YouTube, just say it. I'm not going to do that. If you say, yeah, go ahead and post it because you can't figure out how to post it or whatever, I will more than gladly do that. And so they await your challenges. And speaking of challenges, Mr. Kimmy's back for the second time on episode 12. And this perfectly aligns with my calling for math. I don't want just YouTube videos from all you wonderful listeners. I also want to do stuff in my school, helping, you know, the principal and, you know, the janitor and whoever I can think of stuff. But I can also take my video camera and go and get community members involved in this. I just haven't had the time yet, but it's in the plan, and this is kind of what Kimmy's talking about. Another challenge that I just love from
Hello, teachers, Mr. Kimmy. Life Nation. It's Mr. Kimmy from Salina, Kansas, back with another challenge of the week. It's time to get reinvigorated. School year's over, halfway over. Let's do it. Anyways, this challenge is based on something I kind of started. The idea is to reach outside of the classroom to find community members who can help teach about things. And the whole thought process behind it goes way beyond anything that I ever actually did myself. But there's a moniker for PBL called place-based learning. And the idea is you use your sense of place to help you teach kids what they need to know to be able to survive in your place. And so one of the things that we did, we were reading a story. We were reading Babe, the book about the pig that can talk and likes to herd sheep. We were reading Babe. And one of the fifth grade teachers, they used to have a hog farm that they ran. And so we asked the husband to come in and talk about what it was like to raise pigs and whatnot. And the kids really enjoyed it, and it was really nice to be able to bring someone from within the community into the classroom and make a nice little tight connection there. And it's something that I wish I could do more, but I moved to this community because my wife grew up here, and so I don't really have any ties to the community to really help draw people in. But what I was really thinking about doing and trying to get together is a list of those people who have come in to speak to classes before so that you can go back to them year after year. So your challenge of the week is to find some way to bring in some community person. And it's really awkward to go and ask and say, hey, would you come into my classroom and talk about whatever? But you just have to step out on that ledge and give it a try, because the kids will really enjoy it. You won't have to stand up and teach for a while, although you may have to work with getting them to develop some questions and stuff like that. So reach out to that community, draw people in, get kids interested in the people around them, not just the giant world that they're seeing grow in their lives. So that's the challenge. Good luck. I already talked about pigs, so if you're reading Babe, you can have some pig person come in, but I already did it, so I take the cake.
So, great idea. Some of us do this, but if you're sitting around thinking about how maybe you want to do this and you just don't get around to it, this is Kimmy's challenge. Get up off your seat and go do it. I am personally going to just take my video camera, see if people will actually trust me. Maybe I can wear my school tag. But Kimmy's actually bringing people into the classroom. That's even cooler. So any way you can involve the community, I just think it's great for the kids to see all of this stuff that they learn in school out in the real world. So if you have a story about or a technique you use to get people in to the classroom, or things that you've done in the community, little field trips or anything, please throw a little comment on either theteacherslife.podomatic.com on episode 12, or you can go to theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com and do it there. Or you can call into the hotline. That would be pretty sweet, people. That's all we have for episode 12. Thank you to Mr. Kimmy for calling in with those challenges and stories. And I await any sort of... You know what? I'm sitting here. I got my little Gmail notifier thing. And obviously nobody hears this yet. But I just saw it real quick. It popped up and then popped down. It says, you have a video response to the math thing. That's what I'm talking about, people. Well done. Keep them coming. It only takes a couple minutes, but it changes my kids' math completely. That's all we have. My kids are going to take you out and a little bit of Stevie Ray Vaughan type guitar licks. Not really.
Goodbye. Give us math challenges. Give us math problems.
Give us... Oh,
never
mind.
Oh, what the...
Yo.
I love math problems.
We're geniuses.
Give us math. We like problems.
It's awesome.
We need more.
We need more math problems.
I don't know.
I make as many bunch as we need more math problems.
I make more math problems. I'm really cool.
Hey, I make Billy Bob Joe up, okay?
Send us more math problems!
Alright.
Everybody, let's say Billy Bob Joe!
Whoa. Room 46. Do we want more math problems?
Do we want more math problems?